Mishnah Daf Tes Amud Aleph quotes Machlokes Beishamai Beis Hillel about Sukkah Yishana. Beishamai says that it's possible because they need Lishma, they require a Sukkah to be made Lishma, Lishem Achag, and Beis Hillel says it's kosher. So first the Gemara wants to derive the Shita Beishamai from the Pasuk Chag HaSukkah Shivas Yamim Lashem. Sukkah Asuya Lishem Chag Be'ina. The Gemara says no, we need that for a different reason. Mokar of Beishamai must be from a different pasuk. Chag HaSukkos Tasa L'Chashivas Yomim. Gemara derives the sheet of Beishamai not from this pasuk but from another pasuk, because we need this pasuk for something else. What do we need it for? L'chid Rav Sheshes. The Amar of Sheshes Mishum Rav Yakiva Minayin La'atzei Sukkah Shasurin Kol Shiva Tamalomar Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yomim La'ashem. Tanya Rav Yehuda Ve'Mesera Omer Kishem Shechal Shem Shemayim Ala Chagiga Kachal Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah Shemayim Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yomim La'ashem Machag La'ashem Av Sukkah La'ashem. Gemara says that you need Chag HaSukkah Shivas Yamim LaHashem to teach me that Atzei Sukkah Asurin Kol Shiva, that the wood from the Sukkah is also Bahanoa Kol Shiva. You're not allowed to derive any benefit from that wood. You can sit in the Sukkah, you can derive a benefit from it L'Shem Mitzvah, but you can't derive benefit Shel Rishus, your own private benefit, from the Atzei Sukkah. That's what you need this Pasuk for. So Shitas Beis Shammai has to be derived from a different Pasuk. So this seems to be a Makkah that everyone agrees to. Everyone agrees to this halacha that Atzei Sukkah Asurin Kol Shiva. And we discussed the machlokas, the Rosh and the Rambam, which eitzim are we talking about? Is this Atzei Schach? Is it Atzei Defonis? According to the Rambam, it's even Atzei Defonis. According to the Rosh, it's Dafka Atzei Schach. And how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? Shulchan Aruch and Tafresh Lama Chesif Allah paskins like the Rambam, that Atzei Sukkah Asurin Kol Shiva is Bein Atzei Schach, Bein Atzei Defonis. What does it mean that Atzei Sukkah Asurin Kol Shiva? What kind of Isser Hanoah is this? We're deriving the Isser Hanoah from the Chagiga. Kshem Shechal Shem Shemayim Al Chagiga, Kachal Shem Shemayim Al Sukkah. What kind of an Isser Hanoah is this? So the Taz has a world famous comment. The Taz there in Simen Tov Reish Lamed Chesed Katan Gimel, he says that he thinks the Isser to be Nenem in Asukkah, to be Nenem from Atzei Sukkah, is only Derech, what he calls Litol, Derech Litol, or Derech Bitol, if you will. To be mevatel the eitzim from the sukkah, take them away from the sukkah. But to be nene from the eitzim when they're still attached to the sukkah, they're still a chelik of the sukkah, but somehow you're deriving benefit from them. Let's say to lean chairs on the walls of the sukkah, to somehow be nene from the atzei sukkah, but you're not being mevatel it from the sukkah, says the Taz, that's not us, that's mutter. That's not a problem. How does he know this? Says that's lechora, what's derived from the pasuk. Taz is going on a comment of the Ramah. Ramah says, yes, Atzei Sukkah Asurin Kol Shiva, but Kol Zeh Lomari Ela B'Sukkah Sheyoshev B'Pamachas. Aval Im Hizmina L'Sukkah V'Lo Yoshev Lo Nesra. Hazmona Lav Milsehi. Hazmona is not considered significant for Atzei Sukkah Asurin Kol Shiva. Hazmona, just the fact that you prepare the Eitzim for the Sukkah, you built the Sukkah, and you have in mind that you want to use it as a Sukkah, that's not enough. The Isra'na is not Chal, yet. Yoshaba Pamachas, if you sat in the sukkah even one time, so then that yeshiva, once it's been chal that the sukkah, that the eitzim have been used l'shem mitzvah sukkah, so then the atzei sukkah become asur. But it's not hazmona milsa, but only after you actually sit in the sukkah. So the Taz is bothered. He says, how can that be? The whole list of atzei sukkah asur kol shiva is learned from chagiga. Chagiga is kotshim. And by kachim, once you makdish the carbon, once you makdish the behem as a carbon, so then the isra anah is chal. You don't have to bring it as a carbon for it to get an isra anah. So, maishna sukkah from chagiga. If you're going to learn sukkah from chagiga, lechora the halacha should be the same. It should be the same that even hazmona milsa here. Once you makdish, once you miyachid, once you makze, so to speak, right? Once it's omid lemitzvaso, the eitzim are omid lemitzvah sukkah, so then they should be asurim ba'anah. Why does the Ramah say that Hazmona Lav Milsehi by the Isser Atzei Sukkah? So the Taz says, well, it can't be a complete Hekish. It can't really be Makish Sukkah to Chagiga completely. Because if that's the case, then the Sukkah should be Aser B'Kedushas Haguf, meaning the Eitzim should be Aser B'Kedushas Haguf, and then even after Sukkah it should be Aser. The Behemah's Kodshim, it's Aser La'olam Voed, right? I mean, once you do the Once you do Zrikas Hadam, once it's Nasis Mitzvasa, so then there's no Me'ila in the Behema. But that's because it's finished, it's over. But if it existed, if it were there, then the Chorot should still be awesome. But the Sukkah is only Asur for 7 days. So you can't make a direct comparison, an exact comparison between Chagiga and Sukkah, says the Taz. What kind of comparison are we making? So he says, Chag HaSukkos Tas L'cha Shivas Yomim. It's for Shivas Yomim. We're comparing the Sukkah to the Chagiga for Shivas Yomim. But it's not a complete comparison. It's not a Kedushas Haguf in Sukkah. It's not a complete Yisr Hanoi in Sukkah like you'd have in Behemas Kodshim. But what is it? It's for Shivas Yomim. It's for the Mitzvah Sukkah. As long as the Mitzvah Sukkah is Shaykh, so then it's Asabano. It says the Taz, if that's the case, then the Yisr Hanoi is only derech lito, mishum shebozet hibatol p'lushasa. If you're going to do a derech lito, meaning it's derech bitol, to mevatol mi mitzvasa, you mevatel the eitzim from the mitzvah sukkah because you're taking it away from the sukkah, so then there's an isra no. What says the Taz? Ava ba'ochi kayemes, ein isra no mimena, kedei lismach alea, ola haniach alea shem davar. To put something on the sukkah, you want to lean something on the schach, you want to lean chairs on the walls of the sukkah, which is a very common thing that people do, says the Taz, there's no problem with that. Aye, but I'd say sukkah asurim kol shiva. You can't just lean the chairs. You're not sitting in a sukkah that way. You're not the kaim a mitzvah sukkah. So how's it mutter to be nena from the walls of the sukkah? If you're passing like the Rambam, if you're passing like the Rosh, okay, I hear. If you're passing like the Rambam, that the Yisra Asir sukkah applies to Atzei Defunos as well. So how can you lean chairs on the sukkah? Says the Taz, it's not derech lito, it's not derech bitl. You're not mevatel mi mitzvasa that way. You're not taking it away from the sukkah. That's what the kedusha is still on the sukkah. So it's still a cheftzah shel sukkah. It still is roi le mitzvasa. The defonos are roi le mitzvasa, even if they're not a part of the ikar cheftzah shel sukkah. But you can still use it for the mitzvah sukkah. So therefore, there's no isra not violated. Derech bitul is the Isra Hanoi, according to the Taz, not stam and Isra Hanoi, even if you're not mevatel it from its mitzvah. This is not like Behemas Kodshim. No, there's a comparison made between Sukkah and Chagiga vis-a-vis the mitzvah. So if you're mevatel mitzvasa, then there's an Isra Hanoi, but if you're not mevatel mitzvasa, then there's no Isra Hanoi. That's the sheet of the Taz in Shulchan. The Oinig Yom Tov, in a famous tshuva in Simin Mem Tes, disagrees with the Taz. He says he thinks that the Yitzhar Asir Sukkah Asurin Kol Shiva should apply to all Hanos. What, Davke Derech Bittl? Mehechet Eisi. The Gemara compares Sukkah to Chagiga. Chagiga is also B'chal Hanos, not just Derech Bittl, so Sukkah should also be also B'chal Hanos. Hayde Ramah, Hazman Amilsi, forget the Ramah. Okay, we'll work on the Ramah. I mean, Yom Tov is not bothered with Ramah. He says, let me look at the drasha. Let's first understand this din, and then we'll worry about the Ramah later. He thinks that the Isra Asei Sukkah Asurin Kol Shiva should apply to all Hanos, not just to Hanoi Derech Bittul. Because Dumi the Behemes Kodshim, if you're going to learn the Isra Hanoi Sukkah from the din of Chagiga, then you should have a din of Behemes Kodshim, and it should be also B'chol Hanos Sheba Olam. Even to lean chairs on the sukkah, the Yom Tov holds that even to lean chairs on the sukkah should also be asa, any anor, not just derech bittul. I gave it to you, but I said, I put an asterisk, only if you have time. It's a beautiful on a Yom Tov, but only if you have time. It says, V'lo teimad lo osa Torah ela hanor shel kilui. Hanor shel kilui, that means hanor if you're destroying it, if you're taking it away. And then you should note the leitzim, don't tell me that's true. No, I don't think that's right. He says the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Chav Beis says that it's also to be laharitzos mos keneged ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah in Yanadi Yom. It's incredible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always mezamen. It's always mezamen. A sugi of Yanadi Yom in the Gemara Shem. Somehow it just always works out. There's no coincidence in life. It's always fascinating how this works out. Right. Chanukah. I'm not getting a Chanukah sheet. It always comes up. So. Right? You're not allowed to count money connected to the Ner Chanukah, to use the Ner Chanukah to get money. You're not allowed to use the Noi Sukkah, Gemara says in Shabbos. Are you mevatel the mitzvah Sukkah by using the Noi Sukkah? Not mevatel the mitzvah sukkah. You're using up the noi sukkah, but you're not changing the chevtish of the sukkah. The defanas is still there. The srach is still there. You're not changing anything. are you taking away from the Ner Chanukah by being Marza, right? Lahartzos Mos Kenegdo? You're taking away from the Ner Chanukah? No, you're just using it. And yet the Gemara in Shabbos compares that. Right? The Gemara in Shabbos talks about being Nene from the Ner Chanukah, being Nene from the Nois Sukkah. That type of Hanah is not discussing Hanah Derech Bittul. If that Isra Hanah applies even at Derech Bittul, so then the Isra Asi Sukkah, Asur and Kosher, should also be Shalav Derech Bittul. What's the difference? It's interesting, the Bikur Yaakov is a similar svar, just a little bit different. The Bikur Yaakov also suggests that maybe the Isser Atzei Sukkah Asur and Kol Shiva should apply to all Hanos, not just Derech Bittul. But he's not willing to say that it should be also to lean the chairs against the wall of the Sukkah. Well, maybe I should say it depends where you're leaning the chairs. What do you think? Now, can you think of a case, according to the Bikur Yaakov, where it should be mutter to lean chairs against the wall of the Sukkah, and a case where it should be also to lean chairs against the wall? Yeah? If you do it on the
fourth wall.
On the fourth wall. Okay, let's say you're leaning them on the on one of the three walls which are part of the sukkah. Right? Can you think of a case where you're leaning the chairs against the sukkah? That should be usr according to the Bikur Yaakov, and another case which should be mutter. What does the Bikur Yaakov say? He says the isr of Atzei Sukkah Asur and Kol Shiva is to be nene shalo b'derech dira. Any hanah derech dira, that's the mitzvah of sukkah. That's the mitzvah of sukkah, he says. So that can't be asr. That's mutter. That's a mitzvah. It's not an isr. It's a mitzvah. So he says avada. He says ein mutter el hanah shel dira. Avol mikamakom mutter lismachatzo bekoso shel sukkah dezeo derech dira. The Bikur Yaakov writes beferish, you can lean chairs against the wall of the sukkah. That is derech dira. The Onig Yom Tov would say that it's asr to lean chairs against the sukkah. The Taz would say that it's mutter to lean chairs against the sukkah. But why? Because you're not mevatel it that way. You're not taking away from the mitzvah. Can you think of a case where the Bikur Yaakov would say that it's taka asr to lean chairs against the sukkah? Yes.
Against the outside.
Good, Yusha. According to the Bikur Yaakov, what should emerge is that if you're leaning chairs against the outside of the sukkah, that's not called derech dira. You're not sitting in the sukkah then. If you lean chairs against the inside wall of the sukkah, so the Bikur Yaakov assumes that hanah is mutter. It's a chiddush, because you could say that's not called living in the sukkah. Living in the sukkah means achila, shena, shtia, right? Yeshiva, spending time in the sukkah, but leaning chairs against the wall of the sukkah, where is that a hanah shel dira? Okay, so you might lean chairs against the wall of your house, but is that a hanah shel dira that we're really talking about? But that's the Bikur Yaakov. He says the taka, that would be mutter. And Yom Tov might say that that's asa. He might hold that's not a hanah shel dira. It's not a hanah shel dira. You're being netted from the wall, but that's not called the mitzvah of sukkah. That's not teishu kain tadur. So they're arguing about a detail. Is it asa to lean chairs against the inside wall of the sukkah? Is that called a hanah shel dira or not a hanah shel dira? But bein the Einig Yom Tov, bein the Bikur Yaakov, they both would say that it's asa to lean the chairs against the outside wall of the sukkah, because that's definitely not a hanah shel dira. That's a vada asa. As opposed to the Taz, who would hold that that's definitely mutter. Right? If you're mevatel mi mitzvah, so then it's also to be nenev. If you're not mevatel mi mitzvah, so then it's mutter. So the Taz would say, avada, it's mutter to lean the chairs, bein keneged the inside wall or keneged the outside wall. Because if you're not mevatel mi mitzvah, so then there's no Isra Hanoh of Sukkah. The whole Isra Hanoh is Derech Bittul, but if it's not Derech Bittul, then it's going to be mutter. Yeah.
Why is that considered a Derech?
So there is theory, because just like you'll lean chairs against the wall in your dining rooms, you can lean chairs against the wall in your sukkah. That's a normal usage of a house. So if the whole mitzvah of sukkah is teishu kain taduru, so then it makes sense that that's called a derech dira. But that's a jump. It's a jump. You might not necessarily say that. And you could say derech dira means what I'm being nana, what my goof is being nana from the sukkah. But to lean chairs against the wall, ad kedei kach, maybe that's not called a derech dira. Someone has suggested this machlokas, whether the Isra Atzei Sukkah Asur and Kol Shiva is only Derech Bittul, or even Shaloba Derech Bittul, that could be a machlokas Rishon. Because if you look carefully at the Rambam Hilchos Sukkah, when he formulates the Isra Hanoh of Atzei Sukkah and the Isra Hanoh of Nois Sukkah, he uses a little bit of a different Loshon. What does he say? The Loshon of the Rambam for Atzei Sukkah Asurin is really in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch passed straight like the Rambam. What's that Loshon of the Rambam? This is in Hilchos Sukkah, Perek Vav, Halacha Tes Vav. Atzei Sukkah Asur Kol Shmonus Yimei HaChag, Bein Atzei Defonus, Bein Atzei Schach. Atzei Sukkah Asur Kol Shiva, Kol Shmonus Yimei HaChag. Says the Ram, Halacha Tes Zayin, V'chein Ochlen, U'mashkin Shetolim B'Sukkah K'day Lid, Na'osa, Osa Lid, Stav G'mein Kol Shmonus. Those things that you put into the sukkah for noi, also leistabek me'en kol shmona. You're not allowed to use them up the entire 8 days of Yom Tov. What's the difference between the formulation of the Rambam of the Isser Atzei Sukkah Asur Kol Shiva and the Isser of Noi Sukkah? What's the difference? When it comes to Atzei Sukkah, what does he say? Asur stam in Isser. When it comes to Noi Sukkah, what does he say? Also leistabek me'en. You can't use them up. Now, admittedly, that is the lashon of the Gemara. Maran daf Yudam and Beis use a lashon lehistapik mehem, but halodover it is interesting that the Rambam picks up on that lashon. He doesn't say that the iser of atzei sukkah asur kol shiva is to be mistapik mehem, to be mevatel them, to be notel the atzei sukkah, to use for your private purposes, to take a bamboo stick from the atzei sukkah to use it as a baseball bat chalamoy, to take some of the wood of the defanas to use it as firewood for your barbecue chalamoy. You know, to use up the Eitzim. The Rambam doesn't say we're talking about using up the Eitzim. Asura kol shiva, stam an Issa. So the impression you get from the Rambam is that the Issa, Atzei Sukkah Asura kol shiva, is not just Erech Bidl, but to be neda from it, stam. Right? Even to lean something against the Eitzim, you're being neda from the Eitzim, according to the Rambam, that should be Asura as well. It's not like Noi Sukkah. Noi Sukkah, it's also to use the Noi Sukkah. But Atzei Sukkah Asura kol shiva is not just to use it up, but to be nana from it, even bimkoma. That's the impression you get from the Rambam. Shlomo Kluger has such a view in the Rambam. But by contrast, from Tosfos, you get a little bit of a different impression. Tosfos and Shabbos, of all places, not in Sukkah. Tosfos and Shabbos. In Shabbos discusses different mitzvahs that one is not allowed to be nana from. You're not allowed to use them. B'derech bizoyim. Gemara Shabbos and Avchav Beis. Sugis of Chanukah. The Gemara says that also lahartz is most connected near Chanukah. It's also to be mechase dam. We know there's a mitzvah of kisui hadam. If you shecht an oaf, or you shecht a chayim. V'shafach v'chisa. V'mashashafach v'chase shalo yichasenu b'regel. You're not allowed to be mechase the dam with your foot. It's bizui mitzvah to kick over the dam, right? To kick dirt over the dam, kick a little dirt over the dam. That's inappropriate. That's a bizui mitzvah. You have to mechasa with your hand. The mashe shofach yichasa. He was shofach the dam with his hand. He did a shechita with his yad. So he should be mechasa b'yad also. You shouldn't be mechasa b'regel. That's a bizui mitzvah. So you're not allowed to be marz the most connected to Chanukah bizui mitzvah. You're not allowed to be mechasa the dam shchita beregel only biyad because it's an is. It's a busy mitzvah. The Gemara is a shaila. You're allowed to be mistapek from the noy sukkah. You're allowed to be mistapek from the noy sukkah. The Gemara says, well, I just told you, you're not allowed to be married to the most connected to Chanukah, so why is noy sukkah any different? L'chor, that should be the same. That any time that you mevazah the mitzvah, it's awesome. So there are three halachas here, the Gemara says. Also, lahart is most connected to Chanukah. You can't be mechasa the dam beregel, and also the stopik me noy sukkah kol shiv. What's the source? What's the mocker for all of these halachas that is this din of bizui mitzvah? Zot the Gemara avu on the kulu dam. Really, the source of everything is kisui hadam. That's the pasuk. Right? So we learn from the pasuk that you're not allowed to be mevazah the mitzvah, and from that we can extrapolate to Nerchanaka. Nerchanaka is not a deraisa, it's a derabon. We can extrapolate to Nerchanaka. We can extrapolate to noy sukkah. You're not allowed to do something which is going to be a busy for the mitzvah. Avu on the kulu dam. The mocha for everything is dam, says the Gemara. So Tosis is troubled with this. Avu on the kulu dam. Tosis picks up and he says, Hadlo kamar avu on the kulu atse sukkah, the nafki mikra. We learn atse sukkah, asur kol shiva from a pasuk. So why can't we learn everything from atse sukkah? Why don't we learn the din of busy mitzvah from atse sukkah? The din that you're not allowed to use the chefta shal mitzvah v'derek bizar from atse sukkah. Omeri, the Mishum Dmei Atzei Sukkah, Lohave Yalfinan, The shani suga the mistapek mehen ika bitul mitzvah. Al benoy suga b'hatzos mos la'or nechanaka leka bitul mitzvah. Says Tosfos, the reason why we can't learn from Atzei Suka is because when you use the Atzei Suka, when you nene from the Atzei Suka, there's bitul mitzvah. You're using up the mitzvah. But by noy suka, by hatzos mos keneged nechanaka, you're not mevatel any mitzvah. Why you're not mevatel mitzvah? By the Ner Chanukah, I get it, right? You're counting the money, connected the aura of Ner Chanukah, you're not changing the Ner Chanukah, it's just sitting there. And how about Noi Sukkah? There's no Bittul Mitzvah there, you're taking the Noi Sukkah away from the Sukkah. The Chorah, the answer is, the Noi Sukkah clearly is not a part of the Chefetz Shel Sukkah, it's just a Hidden Mitzvah Ba'alma, it's not a part of the Chefetz Shel Sukkah. You're not Mevatel the Chefetz Shel Sukkah by taking away the Noi. But if you take away, if you're a Nene from the Atzei Sukkah, if you're not from the Atzei Sukkah, then you're being mevatel the mitzvah sukkah. You're being mevatel the cheftza shol mitzvah sukkah. So I can't derive the isser of being nene from something related to the mitzvah, being mevaze the mitzvah derech hanoah from Atzei Sukkah, because if I derived it from Atzei Sukkah, I think that the only time that there's an isser hanoah is if there's bittul mitzvah. If you're nene, derech bittul. If you're not nene, derech bittul, then there's no problem. So by noy sukkah, since it's not derech bittul mitzvah, you're not mevatel the mitzvah, because you're not mevatel the chefetz shel sukkah. By ner chanukah, this certainly is not a bittul mitzvah. I think it's mutter. I think it's mutter. That's why I have to derive dafka from dam, right? By kisei adam, I'm not being nene, I'm just being mevaza the mitzvah. So from that we learn that you can't be mevaza the mitzvah in any way. So similarly, one is not allowed to be nene for the mitzvah either if it'll be a design for the mitzvah. That's what I learned from kisei adam to ner chanukah and to noy sukkah, that if I'm going to be mevaza the mitzvah, then it's also to be nene from the mitzvah. But I wouldn't learn from sukkah, because if I had the pasuk by sukkah, I'd only think that only if I'm nene derech bittul mitzvah is there a problem. What does that sound like? It sounds like the Taz, not like the Rambam. Sounds like it's not a blanket issa to be nene from the Atzei Sukkah, but rather it's only an issa derech bittul. Right, but if I lean the chairs against the wall of the sukkah, that's not a problem. Right, that's not a problem, because it's not derech bittul. If it's not derech bittul, then there's no issue. That's the chora, the whole point of Tosfos, that I would think that the issa Atzei Sukkah is only derech bittul mitzvah. So I wouldn't learn Ner Chanukah and Noi Sukkah from Atzei Sukkah Asur Kol Shir, because I think that the Isra Hanoah by Atzei Sukkah is only Derech Bittul. Who says it's only Derech Bittul? Maybe it's not Derech Bittul. So then I can't learn one from the other. Clearly, Tosfos is learning that the Isra Atzei Sukkah Asur Kol Shir is only Derech Bittul, like the Taz. That's why he thinks that you can't learn from Atzei Sukkah to Noi Sukkah and to Ner Chanukah. Okay, so it could be that's Machlokas Rishon. Sounds like a little bit like it's a Machlokas Rishon. Maybe the Rambam takes one approach and Tosfos and Shabbos seems to be taking a different approach. Okay, that's the basic sukkah, the basic issa. What is it? Is the issa of Atzei Sukkah Asur Kol Shiva to be nene derech bittul, or is it even to be nene shelo b'derech bittul, even if I'm not going to take it away from the sukkah? Questions? Okay. Tosfos here in sukkah asks a very fundamental question about this sukkah. Minayin Atzei Sukkah Asur Kol Shiva. Mashvad Asiri Midaraisa. Says Taisis, it sounds like the Isra Hanoah is an Isra Daraisa. V'yakor lohochi huda'asa. U'drosha Gemura, excuse me. U'drosha Gemura, he midaparach, v'yakor lohochi huda'asa. Sounds like it's a drosha Gemura. It's not just an asmachta, because the Gemara says that the pasuk comes for this, maybe it comes for something else. And obviously, it's a drosha Gemura, it's an Isra Daraisa. Atzei Sukkah Asurin Kol Shiva is an Isra Daraisa. Learn from the pasuk. V'teima, Frektais, is the Reper Kira Mashma Shehu Midrabanan. The Gemara in Shabbos sounds like the Isra Atzei Sukkah Asur Kol Shiva is only an Isra Derabanan. The Maisi Osam Raya Derab Shimon Islay Gabim Ner Mitoch Shuktsul Mitzvasa Uktsul Yisuro. The Gemara there brings a Raya that even though Rib Shimon normally does not hold of the concept of Mukta, well, let's say better, he limits the concept of Mukta. Rib Shimon agrees that there is a concept of Mukta in certain contexts. Muktzah machmas gufa, let's say, rocks and sticks and things like that. Rav Shimon agrees there is a concept of muktzah. Muktzah just means that what a person is maktzah midaita, what a person removes, he sets aside from his das, he's not expecting to use on Shabbos, so he's not allowed to use. That's awesome. Chazal v'gozer in isa muktzah, that what a person normally is maktzah midaita, he's not allowed to use on Shabbos. for different reasons. Right? The Rambam and Hilchos Shabbos has all different reasons. Either it's a gzeira, atur v'tzah, the Chazal were afraid if you keep on touching and moving around different things, you might come to be motzi, it might take it out of the house, take it into the Rishus HaRabim. Either it's a gzeira, atur v'malacha d'araisa, or as the Rambam says, so that it's nikar, that you're shoves on Shabbos, that you're doing something special on Shabbos, you're not touching the same things that you touch during the week. So Chazal say, don't be moving everything on Shabbos. Have a special type of tiltal on Shabbos. So your shvisa should be more nicker. It should be nicker than your shoves l'shem kedusha Shabbos. There's an issue of tiltal muktzah. Everyone agrees that there's an issue of tiltal muktzah. Reb Shimon just doesn't expand it so much. Reb Yehuda has a very expansive definition of muktzah. Reb Shimon has a more limited definition of muktzah. The marshal Reb Shimon holds in the Gemara and Shabbos and Daf Mem Daled that let's say you have a nair that's burning and finishes burning. So maybe as long as the nair is burning, you're not allowed to move it, you're not allowed to use the nair. It's called Muktzah Machmas Isser. That because there's an Isser of Kibuy, and we're afraid that if you move the nair, it might extinguish the flame, so you're not allowed to move the nair. Reb Shimon agrees that there's the concept called Muktzah Machmas Isser. But let's say the nair goes out, so am I allowed to move the receptacle now? Can I move the cup? Reb Yehuda says no, since it's already muktzah, since migudis katzai bevin hashmashos, it's katzai l'kulayoma. Once it was muktzah, once it was set aside, machmas iser ben hashmashos, shkia sachama, at the beginning of Shabbos, Reb Yehuda holds it, says katzai l'kulayoma, it's muktzah for the whole day of Shabbos. Reb Shimon says no, I don't hold of that muktzah. It's muktzah machmas iser, as long as it's burning, it's huktzali suro. It's muktzah my sister, and I can't touch the nair, I can't touch the receptacle. I can't touch the flame, I can't touch the receptacle, because we're afraid that it might lead to an iser kibui. But after the nair goes out, Reb Shimon says, what's the problem? There's an iser here, there's no iser going on. I've been a shmosh as it was muktzah. I don't hold of such a concept. I don't hold of such a concept. A person is not muktzah midas. He's not muktzah the nair completely from his das. He knows that at some point in time, the nair is going to go. It's not going to remain burning the olam void. So he has in mind that whenever it goes out, then he's allowed to use it on Shabbos. I hold he's allowed to use that. Reb Shimon less le muktzah. Reb Shimon doesn't hold a muktzah in all its forms. Rocks, sticks, things that are muktzah machmas gufo that have no use for for a human being, then of course Reb Shimon would say that there's a din of muktzah. Klishim lakto le issa, a hammer, something that's normally used for issa. Some say Reb Shimon would taka agree there too. Some say, right, that he would agree there too because It's not needed. A person is maktzah that midaita. In certain circumstances, klishim lakto l'issa yitaka can use it. If you need it to open up a nut, then you will be able to use it. You need the makom, it's on a chair, and you want to be able to sit on the chair, so klishim lakto l'issa you are allowed to use. Reb Shimon might admit that if you're not moving it l'tzara gufa l'tzara makomo, then klishim lakto l'issa might taka be awesome to move. He doesn't deny all categories of muktzah. He denies certain categories of muktzah. So says Taisus, it sounds from the Gemara and Shabbos that the Isser of Atzi Sukkah Asur Kol Shiva is only the Rabbanan. How so? Let's see the Gemara and Shabbos together. A little bit, not too much, just a little bit. Gemara and Daf Mem Hei Amad Aleph and Shabbos. What does the Gemara say? Ein Muktzah L'Reb Shimon El Shemen Shebener B'Shar Shu Dolik. Reb Shimon holds that there's a concept of Muktzah in Shemen Shebener, the oil of the Ner, when it's Dolik, when it's burning. Hold the huktzah l'mitzvasa huktzah l'isura. Since it's huktzah l'mitzvasa, huktzah l'isura. What does that mean? What's he saying? It's huktzah l'mitzvasa, huktzah for the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos. It's huktzah l'isura. So Rashi says that at this stage in the Gemara is thinking that this phrase means hold the huktzah l'mitzvasa v'huktzah l'isura. Since it's huktzah for two things, it's both muktzah machmas mitzvah, the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, and it's muktzah machmas iser, the iser of kibbutz. We're afraid that if you move the nair, you might put it out. So Reb Shimon holds that if you have two muktzahs, two dinim muktzah machmas mitzvah, muktzah machmas iser, then Reb Shimon is willing to concede there's a concept of muktzah. But if you only have one din of muktzah, let's say it's muktzah machmas mitzvah alone, so the Gemara thinks Reb Shimon would say that I don't hold of that muktzah. So that's the kasha the Gemara now asks. The lesley huktzah l'mitzvasa. Reb Shimon denies huktzah l'mitzvasa. If you don't read Rashi, you don't understand what the Gemara is talking about. He just said Reb Shimon holds that shemen shemen v'shoshu doleg is also because huktzah l'mitzvasa huktzah l'isuro. Reb Shimon denies huktzah l'mitzvasa. You just said he does hold of huktzah l'mitzvasa. No, The previous line is saying, Reb Shimon holds of Huktzah Mitzvah, so V'Huktzah Li'Yisur. If you have two Dinei Muktzah, so then he agrees that there is Muktzah, but Huktzah Mitzvah so alone is not enough. But the Braisa says that that you're not allowed to use Noi Sukkah, right? Tanya Sikha Kilchosev Itra Bikramim Ubastinim Amitsuyarim Talabana Gozim Afar Sekim Shkedim Rimonim Afar Chale Shalanov, all these different things. Also, the Stabik Mayan and Motsu Yom Tov Achra. Then his Nala and Akol Avitno. The Braisa says that you're not allowed to be Mistabik from Noi Sukkah. Mimaid Rub Shimini, how do you know that that Braisa is Rub Shimini? The Tani Rub Chir Bar Yosef Kamed Rub Yochanan Ein Not Lenetzim in Asukkah Biyom Tov Vela Elamin Asamoklov Rub Shimin Matir. Machogus Reb Shimon and Tana Kama, you're allowed to take Eitzim from a sukkah. What's sukkah? Who's sukkah? I'm not talking about sukkahs there. Are you allowed to take Eitzim from a sukkah on Pesach, on Shavuos, on a Stam Yom Tov? Let's say you had a hut, it was made with L'Shem Tzel, and it fell down. It fell down. So what's the problem if it falls down? It's a problem of Muktzah. Right? It's only a problem of Muktzah. That you're not allowed to take it down in Yom Tov. Bein Hashmoshes, you weren't allowed to take it apart. Why? Sosa, right? You're not allowed to take down a structure on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Bein Hashmoshes, you weren't able to take apart the sukkah. But now that the sukkah fell down, now the piece of wood are just sitting there. So can I take the piece of wood from my firewood on Yom Tov? I'm allowed to cook on Yom Tov, so can I take it for firewood? Or do I say that it's muktzah? Dr. Tanakama, it's usur, it's a muktzah. You gotta take menasamachla, meaning from something close to it, from the area, from the wood that you designated for firewood from before Yom Tov. Because that firewood is mutter to use. But firewood coming from the sukkah, coming from the structure that fell down on Yom Tov, on Pesach and Shavuos, that you're not allowed to take wood for your fire, for your firewood. Because that's muktzah. Reb Shimon matter, Reb Shimon denies that din of muktzah. But zok the Bryce of a shavim sukkah sachag b'chag she asura, but everyone agrees sukkah sachag b'chag is taka asa. Why does Reb Shimon hold that to use sukkah sachag b'chag is asa even if it falls down? It's huktzah l'mitzvasa. Reb Shimon holds that huktzah l'mitzvasa is taka a muktzah. Right, that is a serious muktzah. So sukkah sachag b'chag is huktzah l'mitzvasa. It's not just muktzah machmas iser stira is a sosa. It's muktzah l'mitzvasa l'mitzvah sukkah. Reb Shimon admits that huktzah l'mitzvasa alone is enough. Right, huktzah l'mitzvasa is enough to say that it should be awesome. Right, to say that it should be awesome since it's huktzah l'mitzvasa. Right, so therefore, Reb Shimon says sukkah sachag b'chag is taka gonna be awesome. Even though there's no issa stira once the sukkah falls down. It was muktzah machmas iser at some point in time, but once the sukkah falls down, there's no muktzah machmas iser. There's only muktzah machmas what? Mitzvah. Right? It was muktzah machmas mitzvah at one point in time. Reb Shimon says that once it's huktzah l'mitzvah, so then it's huktzah until the end of sukkahs. But it sounds like he holds that huktzah l'mitzvah was enough, even though it's not huktzah l'isura anymore. There is no iser of stira once the sukkah falls down. It sounds like he holds that huktzah l'mitzvah alone is a din muktzah. It says the Gemara, yes, Reb Shimon Taka holds huktzah l'mitzvah is asa. So what does this statement mean, huktzah l'mitzvah huktzah l'isura? Says the Gemara, ke'en shemen shebener. B'shoshu dolek hol v'huktzah l'mitzvah huktzah l'isura. That phrase means that, yes, Reb Shimon holds that muktzah machmas mitzvah taka asa. Meaning something that's huktzah l'mitzvah is going to be asa, calls man ha mitzvah, even if it's not omid le mitzvah so anymore. Meaning you had a sukkah, it falls down. Reb Shimon says that it's still huktzah le mitzvah so. It was designated for the mitzvah sukkah from the beginning of sukkahs. From the moment that you sat in the sukkah, let's say. It was designated for the mitzvah. And then even if the sukkah falls down, it's huktzah le mitzvah so. That means once it's iskatsoi from the beginning of the zman, from the first time that you sit down in the it's huktzah until the end of the Zman HaMitzvah. So the Shemen Shebener is Osir, what does it mean? What, since it's both Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah and Muktzah Machmas Issa? No, Reb Shimon holds Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah is enough to Asa the object. But how do you define Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah? Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah only during the Zman HaMitzvah. So that's what the statement is saying, it's Huktzah Mitzvah, so it's Huktzah Yisuro. That means it's Huktzah Kol Zman HaYisra, Kol Zman Shehu Dolek. Kol zman that the shemen is burning, then the mitzvah is still going on. The mitzvah is still going on, then hook to the mitzvah also. Reb Shimon holds that muksum achas mitzvah is going to be asa. That's the Gemara Shabbos. Reb Shimon, even though he denies certain aspects of muksa, right, he'll deny muksa machmas mius, and he'll deny muksa machmas iser after the iser passes. He don't denies migud diskatzai b'ven hashmashas diskatzai l'kuli yomim. Right, Reb Shimon will deny muktza machmas mius. And he'll deny mikud iskatsoi machmas iser iskatsoi l'kule yoma. Even beyond the time that the iser is still knowing. But muktza machmas mitzvah, right, Reb Shimon holds these two amutter. But muktza machmas mitzvah, afilu la'achar shenofal, ve'eno roi l'mitzvaso, still also calls mana mitzvah. Right, so even if the sukkah falls down, but it's still sukkahs. Still sukkahs. It's still the zman of the mitzvah. Reb Shimon admits that muktzah machmas mitzvah is also. I by muktzah machmas iser, he doesn't hold of such a concept. He says even though at one point in time on Shabbos there was an iser muktzah, but it doesn't continue after the zman iser is over. After we're not concerned about kibbutz anymore. Yeah, because he holds that muktzah machmas iser and muktzah machmas mitzvah are different. Reb Shimon agrees that muktzah machmas mitzvah is a problem. That means that if it was huktzah l'mitzvah, so if it was designated for its mitzvah, even if it fell down and now it's not being used for the mitzvah anymore, it doesn't matter. Kol zman ha-mitzvah, it's still going to be us. So ask Tosfos, I don't understand. It sounds to Mar Gemara that Atzi Sukkos and Kol Shivas and Issa Deraisa, learn from Apostle Shivas Yamin Lashem, Chagasukkos Shivas Yamin Lashem. And yet from the Gemara Shabbos, it sounds like the whole thing is a din derabbanan. Muktzah machmas mitzvah. We know muktzah is a din derabbanan. Muktzah machmas mius, and klisha machla isra, and muktzah machmas isra, and migud diskatzoi. This is all a din derabbanan. It's not a din deraisa. So, what's going on? What's the makom? Is it a din deraisa? Are Atzi Sukkos and Kol Shiva? Is that an Issa deraisa or is it an Issa derabbanan? The Gemara in Shabbos talks about Atzei Sukkah, Asur and Kol Shiva, talks about the Issa of Atzei Sukkah, Shavon and Bisukkah, Zachag Bechag, in the context of Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah. So it sounds like Shavon, Sukkah, Zachag Bechag, what's the Issa of Sukkah, Zachag Bechag? What's the Issa to be Nana from the Atzei Sukkah? It sounds like it's an Issa of Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah. An Issa derabbanan, not an Issa deraisa. So what's going on with Asukkah? You're in Sukkah, says Taisus. Kalei plum. That's the cash of tesis. Questions? Does everyone have this cash of tesis? Okay. What's the problem?
Time's problem.
Okay.
I got
the most basic question that you have in any sugya is what's the source of a particular concept? Is it a deraisa concept or is it drabon? From our Gemara, it's clear that Atzei Sukkah Asur and Kol Shiva is it in deraisa. The Gemara quotes a pasuk. Right, and it says it's a drasha gemurah. Where I ask, is that what we learn from this pasuk? Maybe we learn a different thing in the pasuk. It's just an asmachta ba'alma that shouldn't bother us. You can have an asmachta. You can have an asmachta for multiple things. It's just an asmachta anyway. It's a din derabanan. But the fact that the gemara asks whether we use the pasuk for this concept, we use it for something else. It sounds like it's a drasha gemurah. And yet, from the gemara Shabbos, you get the impression the whole thing is a din derabanan. It's a din of muktzah machmas mitzvah. That something that's designated for a mitzvah, even though now you're not actually using it for the mitzvah anymore. Perhaps it fell down. It's still us because of muktzah. Muktzah is a din derabbanan. So what's the correct gemara? Right? Are Atzei Sukkah Asur and Kol Shiva because of a din deraisa, or are they also because of a din derabbanan? Which one is it? That's the kash of tesis. So before we get to the answer, I just want to clarify one point. Tesis seems to imply that the Isra Atzei Sukkah Asur and Kol Shiva is either a din deraisa, stama halacha, that it's osa, or it's a din derabbanan machmas muktzah. Now, is there a third option? Could it be a different halacha? we seem to have found that there's really a third option. What's the third option? The Gemara in Shabbos and Avchav Beis. We read a Gemara in Shabbos and Avchav Beis talking about also the hearts of Smos Keneged Ner Chanukah. Osir l'chasos es adam beregel. Osir l'stapek minoy sukkah. What's that all based on? Kedosh lo yihu mitzvos bezuyos Allah. Bizuy mitzvah. Is that muktzah? Doesn't sound like muktzah. It sounds like a new concept. Bizuy mitzvah. Here's a third idea. Tosfos doesn't mention this din of bizuy mitzvah. Why didn't Tosfos say that? Tosfos should have a bigger kash. Before we get to the answer, Tosfos has a few answers. There are other answers we can give. We'll get to the answers of Tosfos kash. But why does he only ask that it seems like it's a stira from our Gemara to the Gemara in Shabbos Mem Hei? That from our Gemara it sounds like Atzei Sukkah Sprinkle Shuvah is Naraisa, from Mem Hei it sounds like it's Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah. What happened to Chav Beis that comes before Mem Hei? Why wasn't Tosfos bothered with the problem of Bizuy Mitzvah? You should say from the Gemara on Daf Chav Beis it sounds like there's another concept called Bizuy Mitzvah. Now, admittedly, the Gemara on Daf Chav Beis is not talking about Atzei Sukkah Sprinkle Shiva, but it's talking about to be mistapik from Noi Sukkah. It's a kol shkein that if you can't be mistapik from Noi Sukkah, you can't be mistapik from the Atzei Sukkah itself, Mishum Bizuy Mitzvah. So why did Tosfos mention that? Why did Tosfos mention the other Dinder Rabbanan? It's also a Dinder Rabbanan. Okay, so it's the Zel B'Kasha, right? Do you say Atzei Sukkah Sprinkle Shiva is a Dinder Aisa? Do you say it's a Dinder Rabbanan? But it's doch a different Dinder Rabbanan. It's not Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah, it's Bizuy Mitzvah. It's a different Dinder Rabbanan, so why did Tosfos say it's that Kasha? Yes?
I mean, it's seemingly a different meme, but I was just surprised Tosfos a couple days doesn't say that. The Gemara Daf Tes, Atzei Sukkah is a different meme than Noi Sukkah. Like, we're comparing them, but they're really different, seemingly. And we already said the Rambam is different Lashonos for both.
Right.
I mean, the Gemara's, but Tosfos a couple days doesn't give that as an answer. He gives a different answer for why we can't learn from Atzei Sukkah. So I don't know if it's the best shot, but. I mean, I don't know if each toast is bold into another, but I think a partial answer is just Atzei Sukkah. I mean, Rebbe just said Atzei Sukkah and Noi Sukkah are different, so you could try to create a kol shekein, but they're different yisurim on each one.
They're different yisurim. There's no question that the din of Bizuy Mitzvah should apply to Atzei Sukkah as well.
You have an even stronger one because of this lima. Meaning we have a hakishir.
No, but if Tosfos wants to ask a kasha to say that from our sugi it sounds like Atzei Sukkah Sprinkle Shiva is a din d'oraisa, and yet we find another gemara that it's a din d'rabbanan. So where would you go? Would you jump to Mem Hei and Shabbos, or would you say, look, Chav Beis is first? From Chav Beis, it's already clear that there should be a din d'rabbanan here. Right? There's a din d'rabbanan. You're saying from since that.
I feel like, because it's still a kasha, because you have to add in a step. Even though the Gemara is talking about Noi Sukkah, assuming you could learn Atzei from Noi Sukkah, which you probably could, then you also have a kasha.
Right. So the emphasis is not my kasha. Who asked this kasha? Tosfos and Shabbos asked the kasha. Right? Tosfos and Shabbos points this out. Mashma the time of the Noi Sukkah, Mishum Bizuy Mitzvah. B'koshalari, B'parakira, Mashma the time of Mishum, Mishum Diskatsayla Mitzvasa. Tosfos and Shabbos is this kasha, not the kasha. Actually, not what I'm asking, but Tosfos says, why do I need the din of Huktzah Mitzvaso to tell me that that Noi Sukkah, that you should not be able to use Noi Sukkah? Typically, that it's a Bizuy Mitzvah. It's the same basic kasha that I'm asking. Well, why does Tosfos run to Huktzah Mitzvaso, to Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah? There's also a din of Bizuy Mitzvah here. Why didn't anyone talk about Bizuy Mitzvah? Why doesn't anyone talk about Bizuy Mitzvah? We focus on Huktzah Mitzvah. So if you tell me it's a Din Rabbanan, we say, oh, that's because of Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah. Forget Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah, it's also a Din of Bizuy Mitzvah too. So Tosfos there in Shabbos says, Materiates that Tzrichi Liv Tarvayu. We really need both of them. The Mishum Diskatsi Liv Mitzvasa, Lohava Asvina Mechol Oshamoid, Loshayach Muktzah Liv Shabbos Uvi Yomtiv. Because of Huktzah Mitzvasa, because of Migud Diskatsoi, I wouldn't answer Noi Sukkah on Chol HaMoed. I say you can use the Noi Sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Because Muktzah is a concept of Shabbos V'Yom. So I wouldn't think that on Chol HaMoed there's an issur to be mistabek in Noi Sukkah. Mishum Bizuy Mitzvah lo hava asrinan lehu eichad enoflu. Aval hashad aminah diskati Bizuy Mitzvah asrinan afilu enoflu v'afilu v'Chol HaMoed. Mitzad Bizuy Mitzvah I wouldn't answer heichad enoflu. So Mitzad Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah, I wouldn't ask her on Chol HaMoed because it's not Shabbos and Yom Tov. Mitzad Bizuy Mitzvah, I wouldn't ask her if naflu, because there's no bizin mitzvah if it's not omid le mitzvah so anymore. You're not going to use it for its mitzvah. It fell already. So there's no bizin mitzvah. There's huktza le mitzvah. So that means once it's designated for the mitzvah, then the issa muktza remains even after naflu. That's a din of muktza. That designated once remains a designation la olam void. Bizui mitzvah only applies if it's shayach to the mitzvah, it's royal the mitzvah. So once it's naflu, then the din of bizui mitzvah doesn't apply. Ah, but once we say iskatzi and bizui mitzvah, then we aser both naflu and b'cholamoy, says Taisus. You need both. You need both the din of bizui mitzvah and the din of mitzvah, so, because they're different cases. They're different than yonim over here. Bizui mitzvah applies when? Shabbos v'yomtiv. I'm sorry. Bizui mitzvah applies be'od ha'kayemes. Let's put it this way. There's no bizui mitzvah kishenafla. La'acha shenafla. There's no Mukta Machmas Mitzvah B'cholamoyd. So now that I have both concepts, so then I have an Isser even after Nafal and even on Cholamoyd. That's Taisus. That's Taisus. What happens if it falls on Chol HaMoed? What do you think? What happens if the sukkah falls on Chol HaMoed? Is there an issa? Say it falls on Chol HaMoed. According to Taisus. If it falls on Chol HaMoed, after it falls, there's no bizei mitzvah. On Chol HaMoed, there's no muktzah machmas mitzvah. So in Lachar, there shouldn't be any issa at all. Right? That's the one case where there shouldn't be any issa. You see, Taisus says that even after Nafal, there still is an issa muktza on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Even on Chol HaMoed, that there's no muktza machmas mitzvah, there's still an issa bizui mitzvah. But what's the thing if it fell on Chol HaMoed? Comes the Marsha and says he thinks pshat and Taisus is there are different situations because you have two issurim. There are certain situations where the issa is going to apply, even though not both issurim apply, right? That on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Marsha says that according to Taisvis, on Shabbos the Yom Tov, if lo nafal, sorry, just one second. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, if nafal, and on Chol HaMoed if lo nafal. Shabbos and Yom Tov. Even if Nafal, there's still a din of Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah. Muktzah is a din of Shabbos. Once Nafal, there's no din of Bizei Mitzvah, because the Mitzvah is not Kayim anymore. The Cheftz is not Kayim for the Mitzvah anymore. But on Shabbos and Yom Tov, even if Nafal, there's still an Isser of Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah. On Chol HaMoed, if lo Nafal, then there's a din of Bizei Mitzvah. Even though there's no Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah on Chol HaMoed, because the concept of Muktzah is only Shabbos and Yom Tov. There's still a din of bizui mitzvah on Chol HaMoed. So in these two cases, says Taisvis, there's still a din. So that's why I need both Isur. Because if I only had one, if I only had bizui mitzvah, then I'd say that the Isur doesn't apply to Achash Nafa. But now that I have Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah, it still applies to Achash Nafa, but only in Shabbos and Yom Tov. If I only would have Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah, I'd say that the Isur only applies on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but not on Chol HaMoed. Now that I have bizui mitzvah, I know that the Isur applies on Chol HaMoed, but only if Lo Nafa. Marshob das Taisvis. Some of the Achronim suggest, you look at the Tosis Yishonim, you get a little bit of a different impression. It could be this is what Tosis means as well. Right? It's not what the Tosis Yishonim had. It's not how the Tosis Yishonim understood Tosis, because that's why he adds something. The second Pshat in Tosis Yishonim. Okay, let's not focus on the first Pshat. What is the second Pshat in Tosis Yishonim there in Shabbos? Inami hakol echot iskatzi lemitzvoso mishum bizmitz. Iskatzi lemitzvoso mishum bizmitz. What's the Tosis Yishonim saying? Come on, help me. What's he saying? Right, Taisus kasha is, what do I need the huktzah mitzvah? So for I have bizui mitzvah, I need two isurim d'rabbanan. What are they saying? He says Taisus, well, Bizei Mitzvah only applies if it's Kayim, not if it's Nafal. Muktzah normally only applies in Shabbos and Yom Tov. So I need both Isurim to expand when the Isur is going to apply. Is Tosfos saying that these Isurim only apply in certain circumstances? What's the din? Let's say it's Nafal B'chol Amoy. What's the din? Would that be Asa too? So after Tosfos Yishonim, yeah, I think so. Why, Eitan? Tam Bizei Mitzvah. Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah, there's a different type of muktzah. Every muktzah, normally muktzah only applies to Shabbos and Yom Tov. Right? That's Tosfos Kasha. Muktzah is a din in Shabbos and Yom Tov. Right? Bizei Mitzvah is a more expansive halacha. Muktzah is normally a shaykh only to Shabbos and Yom Tov. But Huktzah L'Mitzvah is also a different type of muktzah. Because Huktzah L'Mitzvah is based on the din of Bizei Mitzvah. It's not a regular din muktzah. It's not limited to Shabbos and Yom Tov because it's not a regular din muktzah. Huktzah L'Mitzvah is that something that's nikva as a chayfet shel mitzvah. There's a din of Bizei Mitzvah on that item. You're not supposed to do something disgraceful to that cheftz. And that din of Bizei Mitzvah creates a new halacha of muktzah unrelated to Shabbos and Yom Tov. It has nothing to do with Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's a different zman. Normally the din muktzah relates to the zman of Shabbos and Yom Tov. As we described, the whole Issur Muktzah Derabbana was based on Shabbos. Atu Hotzah, Shizani Keres. It's all related to Shabbos and Yom Tov. So it's normally limited to the zman of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah has nothing to do with Shabbos and Yom Tov. What's it related to? Not Shabbos and Yom Tov. Rather what? The mitzvah. Right? So it's the Bizei Mitzvah. The fact that this Chepetz is Nikva as a Cheftah Shal Mitzvah. Now Chazal didn't want you to be mevaza the mitzvah, so they created an issa that you're not allowed to use it for your own purposes, kol zman ha-mitzvah. So this is a new type of muktzah. So even if nafal, right, you would say, well, if it's nafal, there's no din of bizei mitzvah because the cheftz can't be used for the mitzvah anymore. No, but the din of muktzah machmas mitzvah expands the concept of bizei mitzvah even to a situation where the cheftz is now broken, where it's not there, it can't be used for the mitzvah anymore. That's what muktzah always does. Right? Muktzah machmas iser means that bizman iser, you're not allowed to use the item because we're afraid that you'll do the iser. Yehuda holds, no, even after the nair goes out, the cheftza, the receptacle is still aser, because once it was muktza, at one point in time, at the beginning of Shabbos, it becomes muktza for the entire Shabbos. Muktza machmas mitzvah is the same concept. It's that once it was huktza l'mitzvah, so it's a cheftza shal mitzvah, the concept of bizui mitzvah can apply to this item, bigudis katsoi, once it was muktza at one point in time, l'shem ha-mitzvah, it's muktzah la'olam void, even though now you can use it as the mitzvah because it's nafal, it's not usable for the mitzvah anymore. That doesn't matter. Even though the basic halacha of bizei mitzvah doesn't apply then, no, bizei mitzvah just is koveh, it is a cheftza shel mitzvah. Once it's a cheftza shel mitzvah, so then the concept of huktzah expands the din of bizei mitzvah even to a case where the chefetz can't be used for the mitzvah anymore. Okay, so it's not a separate concept. That's why Tosfos didn't pick up on the din of bizei mitzvah. He's saying, The din of Atzei Sogah Sorekol Shiva, from our Gemara, it sounds like it's an Issa Deraisa. From the Gemara and Shabbos, it sounds like it's an Issa Derabbanan Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah. I didn't talk about Bizei Mitzvah. No, the whole idea of Bizei Mitzvah is what gets Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah rolling. The concept of Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah means that even after something is no longer rolling for the Mitzvah, it's Nafal, it's Nishbar, it's broken, you're not going to use it for the Mitzvah anymore. Nah, but once there was a din of Bizei Mitzvah at some point in time, that halacha expands and it extends even to a time where Bizei Mitzvah is no longer Shaykh. That's what Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah means. So these two Gemaras are really working together. It's not that it's a separate Derabbanan, they're working together. It's Tosfos Yishonim's approach. Someone has suggested maybe that's not what Tosfos means. Tosfos Yishonim wasn't thinking like that because he says Inami. He's adding on. He writes on the Gilyan. He's adding on to Tosfos. Tosfos Yishonim clearly did not think that Tosfos was saying that, but others suggest. I thought partially like that. I thought that's. I think the Birkas Yaakov says like this, that the Migudis Katsoy and Bizei Mitzvah are working together. They're working together. That Migudis Katsoy expands the halacha of Bizei Mitzvah and it applies it even if Bizei Mitzvah is no longer shaykh, even if the chepetz can no longer be used for the mitzvah. So it's similar to the din of muktzah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but it's not limited to Shabbos and Yom Tov. So according to this understanding of Tosfos, even if the sukkah were nofel on Chol HaMoed, you still couldn't use it. Why? Because it's Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah. But it's not Shabbos and Yom Tov. Muktzah never applies on a day that's not Shabbos and Yom Tov. No, but Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah does, because they're totally different halacha. Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah gets its strength from the din of Bizei Mitzvah. Bizei Mitzvah, through Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah, can apply even if the Chepetz is no longer Roy Limitzvah, and it can apply even if it's not Shabbos and Yom Tov. So whereas according to the Marsha B'das Taisis, if it's Nafal B'Cholamoy, Taka, there is no Issa. There's no Bizei Mitzvah because it was Nafal. Cholamoy, there's no din of Muktzah, it's nothing. According to the Birkas Yaakov's Pshat in Taisvis, no, even if it's Nachal V'Chalamoy, the Din of Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah tells me that the Issa should continue. Okay. Questions? Okay, now we get to the answer. Let's get to the answers. Before we look at the answer of Taisvis, the two answers of Taisvis, let's think of how we might answer this Kash of Taisvis. Taisvis is Kash. Not the Sukkah Asur and Kol Shevis, in the Raisut or the Rabbanan. Seems to be a steer in the sukkah. So what's the answer to this kasha? Muktzah machmas mitzvah. From the Gemara in Shabbos, it sounds like muktzah machmas mitzvah. It's like dinei muktzah, right? Reb Shimon is moideh by muktzah machmas mitzvah. What's muktzah in general? It's a din rabbon. Reb Shimon denies muktzah in many cases. Muktzah machmas mias, amigdus katzoi, etc. But muktzah machmas mitzvah, he's willing to agree to. So it sounds like he agrees to muktzah machmas mitzvah. That's a din rabbon where Reb Shimon agrees. Is that the only way to read the Gemara of Shabbos? Okay. What could you say? What's the simple answer to this teretz, to this kasha? What's the simple answer to this kasha? Is Atzei Sukkah Sorkol Shiva Din Daraisa Din Rabbanan from the Gemara of Shabbos Meme? It sounds like it's a Din Rabbanan Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah. Oh yeah, is Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah Din Rabbanan? Is Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah Din Rabbanan? If you could prove to me that Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah is a Din Daraisa, then the whole kasha just disappeared. It just evaporates without even beginning. Because maybe the pshat is muktzah machmas mitzvah really is a din daraisa. Din daraisa? Where would I learn muktzah machmas mitzvah from, Zach? Where would I learn muktzah machmas mitzvah from? Well, where does Rashi learn it from? From Shiras Yamim Lashem. From Atzei Sukkah Asur Kol Shiva. Maybe this is the marker. Taisus says, how can you say in our sugya, it sounds like Atzei Sukkah Asur Kol Shiva is a din daraisa, but from the Gemara, and then, hey, in Shabbos, it sounds like it's only din rabbanan, muktzah machmas mitzvah. No, that's the same thing. Muktzah machmas mitzvah might not be a muktzah rabbanan. Reb Shimon is moideh by muktzah machmas mitzvah. You know why? Because that's a din daraisa. Reb Shimon is not moideh by regular muktzah. That's rabbanan. But by a muktzah daraisa, father, Reb Shimon is going to be moideh. He admits that there's a chamishachom shetairah. Right? There are drushes in the Torah. He might argue about drushes, about Gezeres Chazal, but a drush in the Torah, but he holds it. He holds Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah, Mama Shadin Daraisa. That's what Atzei Sukkah, Asur and Kol Shiva is all about. It's not a new halacha, not a din darabonah. That's the din daraisa of Atzei Sukkah, Asur and Kol Shiva. And that seems to be the way Rashi and Daf Lamed Zayin is learning Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah. What Rashi? Who Rashi? Rav Daf Lamed Zayin is talking about Esrig and Hadas Shomitz. The Omer Rabba Hadas Shomitz v'Oser laHariachbo Esrig Shomitz v'Mutter laHariachbo. Rabba says Hadas Shomitz you can't smell, but Esrig Shomitz you can't smell. My time. Hadas l'Reicha Koi. Since the Hadas is omed for Reya, ki aktiye me Reicha aktiye. When you makze the hadas, mukze. When you makze the hadas, you makze it for reyach. Esrik de la achila koi ki aktiye me achil la aktiye. But esrik, since it's koi la achila, when you makze the esrik, you makze it for achila. What is Rabbi saying over here? That the hadas is hukza, the esrik is hukza. What kind of mukze is he referring to? Mukze machmas mitzvah, right? Mukze machmas mitzvah. But he says, since the Hadas has a specific purpose, and the Esrog has a specific purpose, so the Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah is limited to the purpose of the item. No one eats a Hadas. Right? Most normal people don't eat Hadas. And the Hadas is Huktzah for Reach, so that's the Isser. It's only Osir to be used for Reach. So to use it for some other, I don't know, to use it for firewood or something. Right? So that's not... it's not Huktzah for that. It's Huktzah for Reach. The esrog is hooked to la'achila, but not for reach. Right, let's talk about that. The esrog is hooked to la'achila, but not for reach. So therefore, it's mutter to smell the esrog. People do it. So we should ask someone, how can you smell the esrog on Yom Tov? It's muktzamach mas mitzvah. You're not going to use it for you. You're benefiting. It's not, that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah of taking the esrog is not to smell it. Pick it up. So how's it mutter to smell the esrog? The answer is, it's not muktzamach mas mitzvah for its reyach. It's only muktzah for achila. You can't eat the esrog. Can't eat the esrog. It's muktzah for the achila. What's the mokah for this din of muktzah? It says, Rashi, the gamrina misukah. Tiafina beperikama the chalshem shemayim alatzei sukkah leyosu ba'anakol shiva hol v'huktzu l'mitzvah. And she says, how do you know that the hadas is huktzu l'mitzvah? So the esrog is huktzu l'mitzvah. So gamrina misukah atzei sukkah asurin kol shiva. How? Why are atzei sukkah asurin kol shiva? Huktzu l'mitzvah. Huktzu l'mitzvah. Chas v'shalom. It's a din daraisa. What's Rashi saying? It's huktzu l'mitzvah. That's why atzei sukkah asurin kol shiva. What's he talking about? Yeah, that's what the pasuk means. Yalfina. Rashi says Yalfina, Gamina, Gamina, and Yalfina. These sounds like a din daraisa. Rashi admits that Atzei Sukkah Asurin Kol Shiva is a din daraisa. But he learns that the Huktzu L'Mitzvah of the Esrog and the Hadas, that's learned from Atzei Sukkah Asurin Kol Shiva, because that's the din of Atzei Sukkah. The Esrog of Atzei Sukkah is Midin Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah. That's the din daraisa of Atzei Sukkah Asurin Kol Shiva. Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah is not a din darabanan. It's a din daraisa. It's a different halacha. Reb Shimon, who denies muktzah derabanan, he's moida by muktzah machmas mitzvah. That's what the Gemara in Shabbos is saying. Reb Shimon is moida muktzah machmas mitzvah. It's in Gansen, a different type of muktzah. It's a din daraisa. He's moida by that din daraisa, that there's such a concept of muktzah. That something is huktzah l'mitzvah, so, and then even when you no longer can use the chefza, you take it away from the mitzvah. You're not going to use it for the chefza, then it falls down or something. It's not being used as a sukkah. It's hooked to the mitzvah, so you're still not allowed to be benefited. Because once it's hooked to the mitzvah, so then it's hooked to kol zman ha-mitzvah, even if it's not royal mitzvah so right now, because the sukkah fell down. I point out that this is the sheet of the Iri at the beginning of the Beitza as well. The Meiri wants to suggest that the paradigm for all dini muktzah is muktzah machmas mitzvah. Why do you say the paradigm is muktzah machmas mitzvah? Because it's a din daraisa. And Chazal, whenever they're masaking something, whenever they go to something, very often they like to have a paradigm in the Chumash, a paradigm in the Torah. The Meiri at the beginning of Beitza, page 4 in the packet 34. Tzorech ata leida. This is something that you know. Put this in your back pocket for the meal. Shah muktzah hu shem klali l'chol ochel. Shah achilas muktzah midayta shel adam. That muktzah is a shem klali. It's a general phrase that captures a lot of different isurim. It's a shem klali for every oichel. That's muktzah midayta shel adam. You have an oichel. Normally, a person expects to use ochlim, but there are some oichel that are muktzah midayta. He's not expecting to use. V'shelo hayadayta alos adavar. Erev Yom Tov. The Ikari Suro Zokta Meiri Yotza Lona B'chala Muktzah Me'echad. All of Muktzah emerges from one case. Hanikra Muktzah L'mitzvah. So Kigon Noi Sukkas Mitzvah Shlo Hisna Lehem Ben Hashmosha. So Kigon Esrog Shal Mitzvah L'achila V'hada Shal Mitzvah L'hariach Kigon Atzei Sukkah L'hano. All of Muktzah Zokta Meiri stems from Muktzah L'mitzvah. So that's the Mokah for all Dini Muktzah. Because what's Muktzah all about? Muktzah is about Haktzah Midas. You're not intending to use it. So if you're not intending to use it, then it's not roy. The whole idea is a person is allowed to use things that are roy for tashmish adam. Ochlim and kelim, it's normal for people to use ochlim and kelim. But if it's muktzah midaito, if he's not expecting to use it, so then it's not roy latashmish adam anymore. We don't look at it as though it's roy for usage of a human being because he's not expecting to use it. So, Dr. Meiri, how do I know this concept of muktzah? That's something that's muktzah midas, then it's aser. He says it's all learned out from the din of muktzah machmas mitzvah. And what's the marker for that? Muktzah zeh yotzeh lanu mimashinera b'torah chagasukos tansa lecha shivas yamim l'ashem. Achag l'ashem asuk l'ashem. Melamed shegashem shechal shen shemayim ala chagiga, kachal shen shemayim ala suka, b'busha atzeh suka asur kol shiva. Atzeh suka asur kol shiva is the paradigm of muktzah machmas mitzvah. It's the paradigm of all din in muktzah, he says. Umikan nesu kol amuktzin hein. Hein machmas chisaron kis. Hein machmas iser. Right, muktzah machmas chisaron kis means something very expensive. Something very expensive. You're not let it move. Right, if it, a piece of artwork, you're not let it take it off the wall. to show it to someone. No, it's muktzamach maschisar kis. You never use it for anything except for the artwork on the wall. So you got to leave it. You can't move it around. Muktzamach maschisar kis is also betilto machmas mius vachem everything. Person is mesiach daito from this item, so then he's not allowed to move it. How do I know that? What's the mark over that? Wouldn't Chazal see fit to be gozer on muktza? Muktza machmas mitzvah is a din daraisa. So Chazal saw that as a paradigm for all dinim muktza. That you see from muktza machmas mitzvah that something that a person is not intending to use is taka osa bahana. You're not allowed to use it. So the same should hold true for other dinim. So Chazal expanded it to other cases. Muktza machmas mitzvah and kis and muktza machmas mias. A lot of other things. But where does it all come from? It comes from muktza machmas mitzvah. According to this Meiri, according to the Rashi and that Lamed Zayin, the Kasha doesn't even begin. Because our Tosis is, why does the Gemara in one place in Ar Sugya say that Atzei Sugasar and Kol Shiv is a Dinder Aisa? And yet Shabbos Memhei, the Gemara says that it's all a Dinder Rabbanan Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah. So the simple answer is, no, you misunderstood. Muktzah Machmas Mitzvah really is a Dinder Aisa. In fact, that could be the paradigm for all Dinim Muktzah. Muktzah machmas mitzvah derived from Atzei Sugah Asher Kol Shiva, from this pasuk, that is the paradigm for all dinim muktzah. So the whole kasha doesn't begin because it's not deraisa derabbanan. It's one halacha. It's one halacha that all stems from the pasuk. It all stems from the pasuk, and there's no steer between the sukkahs. It's really the deraisa, and that might be the paradigm for all dinim muktzah. So tomorrow we'll take a look at the other two answers of Tosfos, and we'll try to figure out exactly what Tosfos is saying.